No games on the schedule? That doesn't stop us from talking football. It's time for the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are your hosts, past WFCA president and associate head coach at Arrowhead, Tom Swiddle, and the Fans High School insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Coach Tom Swiddle. He is the associate head coach at Arrowhead. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Mike. How are you?
Hey, congratulations to you and your daughter. It was a big, I think 2 weeks ago we did a show, and I think that was a big day for her.
Yes, while during the course of the show, So we're really happy for Taylor and Ryan and wish them the best.
Yep. Well, he's a good young man. We've talked about him. You like him?
Yes, I do. I do. Absolutely. They've been together for a while, so it was just a matter of time.
That's awesome. Let me run down today's show for us. Our first guest is Dan McCormick from Johnston's of Wisconsin. He's been a longtime corporate sponsor of the WFCA. I look forward to talking to him. At 10:30, Matt Janis, who is the head football coach at UW-La Crosse, will talk some Eagles football with him. 11 o'clock, Ryan Humpel, who is the head football coach at Luck. We're going to discuss brain training with Ryan for a couple segments. And then Greg Roman, he is the head football coach at Milwaukee Reagan. And he's done a great job at Reagan. Look forward to talking to Greg about that program and about the city of Milwaukee and the health of the high school football in and around the city of Milwaukee. We'll talk to Greg about that. But our first guest, he's been on the show a while. He's been on the show a couple of times. In fact, a couple of different shows that I've done. He is Dan McCormick from Johnston's of Wisconsin. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, so last time I had you on a show, it was a Friday night scoreboard show, I think, and you might have had the line of the year. Do you know that?
I do remember that. I didn't think we were going to go down that road today, Mike.
Really, Dan? You didn't think I'd start with that? Hey, Tom, it was really raining out, and I had Dan covering the Waterford game for us, and he made a comment that said, boy, it's really raining. There's a lot of slippery balls out here. And I think it was just maybe the line of the scoreboard show for the year, and I just wanted to thank Dan for that. He's lucky.
That didn't make the top 10 on ESPN.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised, but I can tell you that unbeknownst to Dan, we've gotten that clip and we've played it a few times. So I just thought he would enjoy that. Hey, Dan, let's talk. First of all, we want to thank you for, you know, the corporate sponsorship for Johnston with WFCA is just so important to everybody that's involved with the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. And thank you so much for that partnership.
Oh, it's an honor of ours. Our team in the state of Wisconsin, we have 7 reps throughout the state, and it's been a pleasure to work with the WFCA. We really feel that, you know, football is such a big piece of the high school experience. And during these times that we're going through right now, it really, I spend a fair amount of time thinking about that. Football is really the heartbeat of every school. When the school year starts up, the football team is what brings everybody out, the entire community, the kids. And this fall, more than ever, I sure hope that we can go forward with that because I think it's going to be a really special healing time to pull those communities back out, hopefully. But it's been an honor of ours to work with WFCA because everything they stand for is about the kids, and that's what we're all about.
Hey, Tom, before you go, I wanted to mention, and Dan talked about the healing time. And I watched this video that Dad recommended for Tom and I to watch. It's called Rooted in Love. And you can go to their website. It's JohnstonRenaissance.com. JohnstonRenaissance.com, one word. And Mike Smith, who we've had on the show a couple of years ago, he's the host of The Harbor. And it's a 5-minute video that I would highly recommend. And it's, again, called Rooted in Love. And I think it's really well done. It's very much from this young man's heart. And talking about, look, we're all, you know, you keep hearing that term, we're all in this together. But he goes a little bit deeper. And he says, look, if you know, there are kids that you walk past every day in the hallway, or they sit alone in the lunchroom, and you don't know anything about them. You know what? Now's the time to get to know people. And you know what? Reach out on Facebook or call them and check in on people. And I just think it's a really good piece, Dan, that Mike Smith did. And again, you can find that. Johnsonsrenaissance.com is where you would find it. You've got to be really proud of the work that this guy does for you guys.
Yeah, Mike has been a great partner with us. And that whole Renaissance team, we used to call it our Educator Services Division, and now it's just called Renaissance. But it's all about the social and emotional well-being of kids. And sharing with the network of great educators throughout the country just all of the good things that are going on for kids. And it's never been needed more than right now, because kids are spending time at home, and for a lot of kids, that's the last place they want to be, unfortunately. That Renaissance program has really, really been good. We've opened it up to every school in the nation. They can access all of that content. Mike Smith, for example, I think he has over 100 episodes of The Harbor now, dealing with things like courage, patience, judgment, divorce, depression, you know, real issues that kids are dealing with. And as you saw, Mike, from watching Mike Smith, you know, he really gets the kids to lean in. He has that real natural ability to get everybody 100%. To lean in.
Yeah, and I mean, a guy my age, I was really interested. He got me right off the jump, you know, with about 15 seconds in, and it's 5 minutes that's really worth your time. And whether you're a parent, whether you're a grandparent, or you've got kids, or your children are in grade school or high school, I would have them sit down and watch this, and have them pay attention. He's a guy that's going to capture your attention very quickly. And again, JohnsonRenaissance.com, and it's called Rooted in Love. Hey, Tom, Dan and his team have been a really good partner with the WFCA.
They certainly have, and we are so proud of this sponsorship. And, you know, just some background on Johnson's. They're the nation's leading provider of custom class jewelry, graduation products, yearbooks for high schools and colleges. Certainly, they've done a lot of things for us in the WFCA. They are the individuals who do our Hall of Fame rings and our state championship rings that we give to our coaches, and have done multiple state championship rings for schools that have earned those. But before that, and it's already been mentioned, we are in some really different times right now. And Dan, would it be fair to say that a lot of the things that Johnson's would normally be doing right now are put on hold because of the current pandemic? And you guys have a different mission right now in many respects with things that you're doing.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we still have our core graduation season is still at the forefront of our minds every day, just to make sure that these kids get the recognition they deserve, and working with schools, trying to figure out what that looks like with the rules of the game changing every single day as it relates to, putting 2,000 people in a football stadium for a graduation. I mean, that's probably not going to happen. But we've also switched a lot of our manufacturing ability, something that we're really proud of. We're making medical gowns and masks at two of our plants. Our cap and gown plant down in Lawrence, South Carolina, is really busy with that. And then also our plant over in the Dominican Republic that normally makes letter jackets and chenille letters and awards. Both those plants are real busy right now building and manufacturing gowns and masks for the medical needs.
Well, and based on what I've read, Dan, you know, you're looking at Johnson's producing around 20,000 masks a week and about 120,000 disposable gowns a month. That's quite some effort on your.
Yeah, they're going to ramp that up as needed. Hopefully they won't have to ramp it up, but they have the ability, especially with this Dominican Republic plant jumping on board now. They can ramp that up significantly.
And this isn't the first time Jostens has responded to help in difficult times. In World War II, you converted plants to manufacture precision parts. So this is old hat for Jostens, jumping in where needed.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to work for this company. They definitely have a moral compass and always have. I think that just comes from working with educators. You know, what do educators do every single day? They're always concerned with the kids, and that's kind of where our company grew up, and the leaders of our company really have a good moral compass when it comes to helping anyone.
We are talking with Dan McCormick again. Jostens of Wisconsin, been a longtime corporate sponsor with the WFCA. Hey, with Dan, with what's going on again and schools are out, I know that you guys have virtual graduations, and you have certainly changed the way that you guys go to business and go to the market. Are people's orders being delayed now, and how are you delivering these to the schools?
Well, first of all, our normal graduation season, this is it. We're in the heat of it. We have so much work to do, but we have to figure out a new way to do it. So, for example, cap and gown deliveries are a really big piece of our business this time of year, getting those graduation announcements and caps and gowns to the families. So we've been doing curbside outdoor drive-through deliveries, and it has been nationally and just right here in our world in southeastern Wisconsin, it has been so fun to see these kids come out like never before. They're the best deliveries we have ever had.
That's awesome.
Number one, the kids don't have a lot of conflicts. You know, there's no track meet, there's no AP exam, there's no college visits, things that normally would distract kids. So when we say we're going to be at Shorewood High School, for example, we were there yesterday from 9 to 1, every single senior shows up and picks up that order. A lot of times they're with their parents, and they're really excited that they weren't forgotten. The other day we were at Williams Bay High School out in the Lake Geneva area, and about an hour before we started, the principal secretary called me and said, hey, would it be okay if our teachers came? They really missed their kids. Well, every single teacher in that building showed up and stood in a snowstorm for 3 hours with signs and music cheering for every single kid as they came through to pick up their cap and gown. You talk about community. There's been some really, really cool things that have come up from this situation that we're living in.
Hey, Dan, is there anything that you guys are doing now that you didn't do 6 weeks ago that you think, boy, you know what, this might be something that once we get back to some kind of normalcy, this is something that we should maybe continue to do as a company that we didn't think about doing 6 weeks ago?
Well, certainly like a lot of businesses, probably just like your radio show, Mike. I mean, this virtual communication, we're learning so much about it. I'm sure that will become a little bit more of a norm in our business for conducting meetings and so forth. But the biggest thing that we've been working on is this virtual commencement center. The schools are committed to have some sort of ceremony, but they just don't know what the rules of engagement are going to be. So they have to make backup plans. And Jostens took the in front of it and built a virtual graduation center. And we've been holding webinars every day this past week, inviting administrators to learn what would it look like, how do we do this and still have it be emotional and fulfilling for the families and the kids. So this week alone, we had 3,000 administrators from 3,000 high schools on webinars learning how to build a virtual commencement. And like I've told many of my administrators, this is sort of your nuclear option. I hope you never have to use it. I hope that you really get to have a real ceremony in some way. But if not, this virtual center will help you to recognize the kids and if we can't get together.
He is Dan McCormick. We're going to hold him over for another segment. A couple of websites that you might want to consider going to. The first one that we had talked about, which is Justin's Renaissance, and watch Mike Smith. You know, spend a couple of minutes, and if you have kids in school, have them sit with you and watch that. It'd be a really good 5 minutes as a mom and a dad and children watching what Mike Smith has to say, because I think it's really well done. And then if you want to know more about Jostens, it's Jostens, Jostens.com is where you can go to get more information on the overall company. He is, again, Dan McCormick. We thank Jostens of Wisconsin for their sponsorship with the WFCA, and we're going to hold him over for one more segment. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coach Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Tom Swiddle, past president, WFCA, WFCA Hall of Fame member, and associate head coach at Arrowhead. You know, Tom, we've got Dan McCormick still joining us from Jostens of Wisconsin, and it's got to be a really difficult time, I think, for seniors, not only athletes and football players, basketball players, but guys, their year's ending. You know, they figured that they were going to be able to hang out with their buddies and their partners and all that, you know, till about now or till mid-May anyway. And now it ended quite a bit earlier. And so this whole idea of making sure that they have their graduation rings and their caps and gowns and all of that, it's just got to be a difficult time for these kids and their parents. And it seems to me that Dan and the people, his team, especially here in Wisconsin, for Jostens, have done a really nice job of easing some of that for them.
They certainly have. And, you know, in my role as the head of the guidance department at Wauwatosa East for a number of years, I worked Bruce Weeks in all of his graduation tasks. And, you know, to see all the things that Bruce did for our school and how organized everything was and just a part of always a great graduation at Wauwatosa East, I'm not surprised that Jostens is going that extra mile for the school with. You know, when you work with Jostens, you're always working with a situation that is special, that is, you know, there's some excitement around it. And Jostens always knows how to put their best foot forward and make that event, whatever it is, really special. And they certainly do that for us, Mike. You know, as I said, they do Hall of Fame rings. They do our state championship rings for coaches and also the state championship rings for the schools that win them. And I'm wondering, Dan, if you could just take a minute or two and talk us through you know, the customizing and manufacturing of a ring that you guys do.
Well, thanks, Tom. And during the break, I was thinking about you a little bit, and I just wanted to personally thank you for the impact that you had on my son when he was able to play for you in the All-Star game. But more importantly than that, the lessons that you taught him and your association taught him about giving back in your relationship with Children's Hospital. I just really think that impacted him in a big way and kind of taught him that one of the things in life that makes you happy, and maybe one of the only things in life that makes you happy, is helping others. And he went to that All-Star game thinking it was just going to be a football game, and he immediately learned that it was so much more than that, and the football really became secondary. It was much more about the giving back to Children's and the camaraderie with those kids. But anyway,
well,
on the ring front, the you know, I tell this story often that, you know, I know lots and lots of coaches, and 95% of them have never earned a state championship ring. So when you do earn one, it's a big deal. And so the design process for us, whether it's a Super Bowl ring or a World Series ring or a high school championship ring, the process is exactly the same. Let's sit down. Coach McGivern, who, by the way, has a drawer full of state championship rings. We'll talk about that later. Let's sit down and tell me your story. Tell me the story about the season. What did the coaches – you know, what was the theme? What did you try to drive home with these kids from the very beginning? We need this ring to tell the story. It isn't just about, let's make a big blinged out ring. Let's make a ring that will be memorable. And when someone asks you, when you're sitting at a bar in a hotel 25 years from now with your wife, and someone sees a big ring on your finger and they ask you, tell me about your ring. You can pull it off and literally tell the entire story of the season. And that, to me, whether it's a Super Bowl ring or a high school ring, that's the best part of the ring business, is we're building something that allows the recipient to tell his story over and over and over. You can't carry around a state championship trophy with you all the time, or people would think you were a little bit strange. But if you have that ring on, you get to tell your story because people will ask you about it. And, you know, if you've won one, it's a special deal, and you should be allowed to tell that story forever. And that's really how the whole, you know, it started with the Green Bay Packers. They were the first Super Bowl ring recipient. They called Jostens. Ironically, funny story, they had an offensive lineman on the Green Bay Packers' first Super Bowl team that worked for Jostens at the same time. He was a salesman and an offensive lineman. And he brought artwork to the locker room before the game. And one of the assistant coaches said, if Lombardi sees that, you'll be kicked off this team. Do not show him that before the game. And then after the game, of course, he pulled it out, and the rest is history. We've been making Super Bowl rings ever since.
We are talking with Dan McCormick again. He is from Jostens of Wisconsin. And when you go to their website, one of their slogans, and I like this one the most trusted partner in celebrating moments that matter. The most trusted partner in celebrating moments that matter. And you can go to hashtag MyJostens, and you can add a photo if you have a ring, if you're graduating, if you've got your cap and gown. And take a look at just the smiles on some of these graduated seniors, some of these student athletes that are on that page. And you can go to jostens.com. That's Jostens.com. Dan, how long have you worked for Jostens?
This is the end of my 33rd school year.
Wow.
Wow.
And they said it wouldn't last. Look at that. 33. Hey, your business has changed quite a bit over the years, has it not?
It really has, as a lot of businesses have. Technology has changed our business in some ways for the better, in some ways for the worse. Technology is something that really takes a lot of the student's time, you know, the smartphone, for example. But If you take a step back, our business really hasn't changed either. What we do is celebrate moments that matter, and that starts with K-4 graduation through college graduation or retirement from a teaching career. All of those moments matter, and as a friend of mine always says, this is a pretty darn good gig because we get to be around kids that are happy. And educators. And that's one other comment we haven't touched on yet, Mike, but I really want to mention it, is the one other thing that I've really learned in the last 40 days during this shutdown is how amazing the school community is, starting with the administrators, teachers, custodians. It's amazing, in particular the teachers, how they went, in some cases, in 48 hours. They went from teaching in a classroom to 100% virtual and not missing a beat as far as the quality of education they're providing and the amount of work. And I'm married to a 30-year Spanish teacher from South Milwaukee School District. But the amount of work that these teachers have put in, it's unbelievable. They're working 10, 15 hours a day, especially those first couple of weeks. To make sure every student is online, and if they didn't have their Chromebook, they would drive to their home and get them one. Talk about a whole nother level of heroes during this pandemic. It's the teachers.
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt. And I can't recommend enough. And look, if you want to know a lot about this company, Josh says, that's great. Go to that website and it gives you a lot of information. But do yourself a favor. Go to that Justin's Renaissance page and take a look at some of the videos, especially the Mike Smith one, Rooted in Love, which I think is phenomenal. But there's a number of videos that you can watch. And you want to know what sets this company apart from any of their competitors? It's things like this. It's the, you know, they get right into the weeds and say, hey, like, let us talk to some high school age kids at their level on some of the things they're thinking and talking about and going through emotionally. And let's you know, go through that. Let's talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and make sure that we're taking care of one another. And as Mike Smith says, stay rooted in love. Dan, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I hope your family is doing well. Hey, I got to decide if I want you to get out and do another game for me during the scoreboard show next this coming season, because I don't know if you can beat that line that you had the last one. So we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah. Dan, thank you, so much. Say hi to Johnny from me and TC, please.
Yeah, I will do that. And thank you both for all you do for kids. We appreciate it very much out here.
You got it. That's Dan McCormick again, Justin's of Wisconsin. We're going to get to a break on this side of the break. Matt Janis, he's a head football coach at UW La Crosse, will join us. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Tom Swiddle. He's the associate head coach at Arrowhead. Our next guest today, head football coach at UW La Crosse. He's Matt Janis. Coach, how are you today?
Not too bad. How about you guys?
Man, we're doing good. Boy, this is... You never signed up for this, did you? A whole different way of figuring out how to get ready for your next upcoming season.
Yeah, you know, it really is. I got, you know, on my calendar, I still have all of our spring practices, you know, on there still, so they still pop up. We should be in, like, practice, I think, 10 right now. So,
oh.
Yeah, something new. And as you guys know with coaching, it's just kind of, you know, it's all about just adjusting and proceeding, right? So trying to navigate these new waters.
Hey, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your background. You know, a lot of the people that listen to the show are high school football coaches, and you spent some time coaching some high school football at Sheboygan Falls High School. And the jump from coaching in the high school ranks to the college ranks, that's a big jump, I think.
Yeah, you know, I was a graduate assistant at UW-Platteville for a year, and then decided to try my hand in teaching and high school coaching, and I was lucky. Sheboygan Falls gave me a chance, and Brian Berlin let a 23-year-old who thought he knew everything about football be his defensive coordinator there for 3 years, and then got a chance to kind of come back into college football and kind of go with that adjustment. I got an opportunity, and I'm pretty lucky with who I've got to learn from throughout my coaching journey.
Well, you know, Matt, as Mike said, you know, you've made that jump, but you certainly weren't overwhelmed. You know, you've been coaching defense at the college level for a while now. Your defenses have been very successful. You were a part of a really nice program at Platteville. You went to the playoffs 1 year when you were defensive coordinator there. And the last 3 years, you've been the defensive coordinator at La Crosse, and La Crosse top four defensively. In 8 different categories. So, you know, whatever you learned along the way certainly has worked both at high school and college.
Yeah, pretty. I was pretty fortunate to, you know, have some good coaches around me, and obviously some really good players. And you're still just kind of keep learning, and that's going to be the hard part for me this year, is not being able to call defensive plays and having to turn that over. I'm still struggling with this. That our defensive coordinator, Coach Whitehead's leading meetings. I'm like, oh, I want to start calling plays and all that stuff, but I hired a really good defensive coordinator who I know is going to kind of take over that reign there. So,
Hey, Coach, can we talk a little bit about your upbringing? You're from Illinois and got a chance to go and play at Division III football in Wisconsin at Platteville. And I'm wondering, I'm looking at the rosters from last year, and I'm sure it's going to be the same this year. You guys do a great job of recruiting the state of Wisconsin, and that's part of one of my missions on this show is to make sure that our kids from the state of Wisconsin get a chance to play at the next level if they're good enough and that's what they want to do, and to be able to stay at home in the best Division III conference in the United States is a great thing for people. But your recruiting certainly seems to focus on the state of Wisconsin kids.
Yeah, and that's really as I've kind of presented my recruiting plan, you know, throughout my job interview and to our coaching staff now. For us, it's all about winning the state of Wisconsin. You saw our roster earlier. It's about 80% Wisconsin
Yep.
kids. And really that's because of our brand at UW Lacrosse. Our brand from an academic standpoint is huge in this state and is well known. You know, and everybody, as you kind of go around the state and everybody thinks of Lacrosse, they think it's a really fun city. And it's beautiful, right? So our brand is really strong in the state of Wisconsin. So that's really helped us enable us to keep those roster numbers so high with the amount of Wisconsin kids that we do have.
Coach, when you look at the WEAC as it stands right now, at least in recent years, you know, you've got Whitewater and Oshkosh that have had, you know, great success, have gone to the playoffs, gone, you know, really far in the NCAA playoffs. You know, I would think that you're kind of going through what we're kind of going through at Arrowhead right now. You know, you want to be able to compete in your conference first, and if you can compete in the WEAC, then you certainly can be a national championship contender. You know, we feel like if we can compete in the Classic Eight, we can be a championship contender. Is that sort of your plan?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, and that's our vision. Our vision is to make the WEAC championship run through Lacrosse, Wisconsin. Because, you know, if we didn't do that, then the national championship's running through Lacrosse, Wisconsin as well. So, you know, I think our recipe to success and our plan to do that is pretty simple. I think we got to recruit really great players. And a lot of that starts in the state of Wisconsin. At our place, the student is going to be important first. We are a high academic school. We got to find the right athlete then after that, and then we got to really sell them on the experience. And then I think as you look at that recipe, it's also about developing and retaining players and providing them a toolbox, right? We got to develop and retain our players at UW Lacrosse, and then we got to be able to provide them with the toolbox. We got to surround them with great people throughout their tenure at Lacrosse.
Yeah, and look, for the student athletes that are listening to us here in the Milwaukee area, if you have not been on that campus, if you've not been spent any time in Lacrosse in that part of the state, do yourself a favor. Do that. Go over there and spend some time in that city and how beautiful that part of the state is, and then get on the campus, and you're going to feel a really good vibe of the number of kids on that campus that absolutely love going to Lacrosse. Hey, Coach, before we get to a break, when you're talking to a kid, a student athlete who is a junior, beginning his senior year, and making the decision whether, you know, they want to go to another school within your conference or go to, you know, a Division II school in up in Minnesota where they're going to get a $1,500 scholarship and their parents are never going to get a chance to watch them play. You know, what's your message to them about Lacrosse and coming to school by you?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of talked about some of it. And for me, I talk about our culture because our culture is the experience. I'm a big believer that the college experience is so important in the lives of young adults. And our culture is about the commitment to the collegiate experience and all that. And with that, our culture is about making sure and our commitment to that experience, about making sure our players are surrounded with love, positivity, competition, and enjoyment. Because you said it, we have the experience at Lacrosse. We have that college experience. We have a great downtown area. You know, if you like that city feel. And if you don't, then we have the Mississippi River and all that comes with the water scene. And then we have the bluffs to go hiking, snowboarding, all that. So we have the downtown area to get you to make sure our students are involved off of the field. Because I don't want it to be just – I don't think the college experience to me is you lift weights, you go to football practice, you go to class, and then that's your cycle. Like, that's not – to me, that's not the college experience. It should be about the development, your interaction, your involvement. So we have this great downtown. We have a strong athletic tradition. We've won over 71 national championships as an athletic department. And then obviously I kind of talked about our school as well, and you're going to get one of the best education in the country.
Hey, Tom, this is a young he's, and look, I don't know if he's as young as his picture looks, but he's a young head football coach in the best Division III conference in America. And he, look, there are some coaches in this conference that have been at it for a while. And I like what he's saying right there about, look, I'm not just going to tell you to go to class, to go to the weight room, you know, and go to football practice and then go home. I want you to fully accept and enjoy the college experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I read information on Coach getting ready for this show, and I saw how excited he was in getting that job, you know, you just know it's a great match for both Coach and for lacrosse. And to have an opportunity to coach at a school, which we'll get into after the break, with all the tradition in football that lacrosse has and the top-notch facilities that they have at lacrosse, it's to get your first head coaching job.
Hey, Matt, before we get to a break, are you married? Are you single?
Yep, I am married. I have three kids. I have a whole like world of change right now with this obviously with the coronavirus, being a head coach for the first time, and then we just welcomed our third child back on March 16th. So it's been a whole bunch of change coming on over the last month.
Hey, wow. How old are the other two, Coach?
I have two older daughters. So my oldest is going to be turning six in about another week, and then my middle child now is 3 years old.
Well, thank goodness you're not busy, so you got all this time to be able to just break down film and do all that stuff. You know, Coach, I say this a lot, but I believe that there's a special place in heaven for coaches' wives, and I don't know your wife, but I bet there's a special place for her, man. There's no doubt.
Oh, without a doubt, and she is the most competitive person in her household, believe it or not. You know, she's probably my biggest critic when it comes to, you know, breaking down everything after a game and all that. So it's pretty awesome to have her super involved with our program and super involved with what I do.
Well, good for her. She, you know what? When you get home, you lose a game, take the garbage out. That's what my wife always did. Or if we won a big game, I would be walking my chest sticking out, she'd say, yeah, good win. Now take the garbage out, boy. So that's the way it works at the McGivern household. We're going to get, and I bet at the Swindle household as well, we're going to get to a break. On the other side of the break, we'll continue, and we're going to talk about the history and some of the tradition at UW lacrosse, not only in football, but sports in general. It just has a really rich tradition. And again, I can't stress it enough. If you've not been on that campus, make sure, as a student athlete, you get a chance to go to that campus, maybe see a game, get a chance to meet these coaches. I would highly recommend that you do that. We'll continue our conversation with Matt Janis, the head football coach at UW lacrosse, on the other side of the break. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coach Association show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Mike McGivern with Tom Swindle, the associate head coach at Arrowhead. Our special guest, head football coach at UW lacrosse, he's Matt Janis. Hey, Coach, before we get into some of the history behind lacrosse and some of the great things that they've done athletically, I'm looking at your roster. You've got some key components coming back this year, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I think our offense as a whole was pretty young. Now we lose a really good receiver who hopefully we're going to hear him in a mini camp coming up here over the next couple of days in Cole Speaker. But we return a lot of our offense. We're really excited about our offensive line. You know, for the first time really in the last 3 years, Coach McGlenn's done a phenomenal job with those guys. We're returning a lot of guys that have played a lot of games up front with us. So that's going to be huge. And then I think we return one of the most dynamic and best running backs in the country, and Joey Stetsman. He's only going to be a junior. He was second team all conference as a sophomore. And then defensively, again, I think we bring back one of the best linebackers around, and Rusty Murphy out of Cudahy. He's heading into his senior year now. He was a first team all WIAC pick, been a 2-year starter already for us. And then I think we're very, very talented in the secondary this year. So,
hey, real quick, Coach, I'm looking at Joey's bio, and he's from Lake Zurich, Illinois, which I believe is your hometown. He's 5'5", a buck 65. He's got to be quick as a hiccup, huh?
Yeah, you look at the sheet and you're like, he's 5'5", but he is one of our strongest players. He is quick, slippery, makes great cuts. But probably the most impressive part about him is the way he pass protects and his pass blocking. Believe it or not, at his size, he is one of the best I've ever seen at just pass pro. It's unreal.
Well, and all these players that you've mentioned, you know, they've been part of success of late. I mean, lacrosse has been 7-3 the last two seasons, 8-2 in 2017. So those players have contributed to a lot of wins. You know, the point is lacrosse is just on the cusp of breaking through to winning the WIA.
Yeah, I agree with that. Go ahead, Coach.
Nope, sorry. You go ahead. I cut you off.
No, that's okay. I agree with Coach Swiddle that, you know, you guys are knocking on the door and looking at the schedule, and you never want to look ahead because you want to put all the work that you have to play Concordia College of Minnesota. But, man, when you slide down a little bit and you see that you've got, you know, Whitewater and Oshkosh back-to-back, I guess every week in that conference is a really difficult week, no matter who you're playing.
Yeah, and that's probably the part that's the most special about the WIAC, right, is that every week in and week out, it doesn't matter who's on your schedule, it's going to be a good game. You know, like teams in our conference, we don't, you know, in some parts of Division III that happens, but you don't win games by 50 points in this conference. You just don't, and that's what makes this conference so special. And you can't look ahead, and you can't do any of that, because if you look ahead, you're going to get beat. That's just part of the deal.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, you know, we have talked about, you know, the great tradition at lacrosse. You know, I think an argument could be made. It might be the most storied program in the WIAC and the old WSUC in terms of football. Correctly, I count 16 playoff appearances and 3 national championships. So how do you embrace that tradition, get your players to rally behind that and know that they are at a special place?
Yeah, it's pretty unique. And what's really cool for me is that I still get a ton of help from all those people. Coach Herring, you know, obviously with the coronavirus, isn't doing it anymore, but is still on campus 3 times a week having coffee. And I can go and pick his brain 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And Coach Terry is a phone call away, and he's always on campus too. And obviously having worked with Coach Schmidt for the last 3 years, it's been really unique that I get a ton to lean on in terms of former head coaches at this great place that have won a ton of games. And then we got an excellent alumni base and a lot out of the Milwaukee area that does a ton to help me out. You know, we had a virtual hangout for them the other day. We had 50 plus people on Zoom just kind of chatting about the tradition of what UW lacrosse football is. So it's pretty unique, and I think our players have a really great understanding of it. We always have, you know, there's almost somebody back every week, it seems like, to tell us about the tradition. An alumni that comes back and really talks to our team and tells our team about just how strong and how much UW lacrosse football means to them.
We are talking to Matt Janis, the head football coach at UW lacrosse. Tom?
Yeah, and I was going to also say, you know, you have some coaches on your – obviously you have some new guys, but you have some coaches on your staff who have been there a while and were a part of all that success.
Yeah, I do. I'm pretty fortunate with what I have as a coaching staff. You know, and it starts with our assistant head coach and probably just a legend around the state of Wisconsin, Coach Anderson. He does a phenomenal job helping me out. Coach McGlenn, he's also our offensive line coach, recruiting coordinator that has played here, won a conference championships here, and has been here on staff for the last 7 years. And then we have a lot of other guys. Coach Tierney, our wide receivers coach, been around for 24 seasons. This is going into his 25th season, I believe, at UW lacrosse. So I have some pretty special guys around me that have, you know, that have helped this program before and have seen championships in this program that I hope are going to continue to help me as we look for the next one.
Hey, Matt, last question. I was a high school basketball coach for a long time, and we used to talk about, you know, sliding over 8 to 10 inches to the left from being an assistant coach to a head coach. That's a really, that's miles. It's not just those, you know, 8 to 10 inches. It's miles. And I'm wondering for you, the sliding over from being an assistant coach to a head football coach at UW lacrosse, you know, how long of a journey is that? And have you've had a lot of guys that you've learned from, but have you been able to kind of formulate what your own game plan for this is?
Yeah, I have been. And like you said, I mean, nobody, you know, I'm trying to prepare as much as I can, but sometimes you just can't prepare for it. Right. And,
right.
You know, I think, you know, for me is the biggest change outside of having to do virtual meetings and all that stuff. You know, the biggest change is just the administration side of things, right? Is trying to deal with some of that stuff and setting a schedule and setting practice times when you're kind of just used to, hey coach, what time's practice? 4 o'clock. Okay, good. I'll see you, you know, and
right.
Kind of having that kind of side. So kind of working more with the administration side of things. And, you know, that's probably been the biggest jump for me so far.
He is Matt Janis, the head football coach at lacrosse. Make sure you give all the girls in your house a hug for us, coach. You got your hands full, and I'm sure that you know how blessed you are to have a great supportive family. UW lacrosse football is in good hands. He is Matt Janis, the head football coach at lacrosse. Thanks a lot for a few minutes of your time, coach.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on, and go Eagles.
Go
Thanks,
Eagles.
Coach.
We get to a break. Other side of the break, Ryan Humpel, who is the head football coach at Luck. We're going to discuss brain training with Ryan, and I look forward to this segment. So stick around for that. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.